7:18 on this Monday morning. We're at 64 outside the KFJB studios right now. Todd Steinkamp in for Kyle Martin on the Kyle Martin Show. And it's time for your Ask the Newsmakers on this Monday, being brought to you by Assured Partners in Marshalltown, Toledo, and West Des Moines. Power through partnership. Marshalltown Police Chief Chris Jones joining us on the program this morning. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Happy Monday. I know those two words usually don't go together. I did want to start off talking a little bit about you and the police department with staff wellness initiatives. What is all this?
So every year, and this is a good portion of the year to talk about it, we really kind of concentrate on our wellness program here at the police department. And during some of the previous city council meetings, our council and city staff, city leadership have really been working at employee wellness citywide. And from a police department standpoint, because of the general stress of the job, both from the fire public safety standpoint and the police standpoint, we work really hard at coming up with activities and opportunities for staff to kind of break away from the day-to-day stressors of the job, and then help provide some staff with some incentives and resources that are available for them and their families, just so they can be, happier here working in Marshalltown.
Yeah, you mentioned it with the stress of it, for sure. That can definitely play a part in your officer's health and anyone who's involved with the police department. So that's good to hear that you're doing something like this.
Yeah, in this time of year, we start with our staff with providing a fitness assessment, that same fitness assessment that we give those new recruits that come and apply for our department. Employees, no matter if they're civilian employees or sworn officers, have an opportunity to take that same test. If they do well on that test, they get extra days off. Throughout the year, we provide opportunities for people to have mental health checkups with a police psychologist or a law enforcement psychologist. We provide and encourage, routine medical health screenings. So we're really in depth here at making sure that people have the time and resources to get the things outside of the general stressors of the job to make sure that they're happy both here at the city and then also at home with their families.
Marshalltown Police Chief Chris Jones joining us on Ask the Newsmakers this morning. Chris, I did want to touch base with you real quick. You guys are looking for some public assistance in locating a suspect. There was a shooting in Marshalltown on Saturday night. What can you update us on with this?
Sure. Saturday evening, we had a shooting where two individuals were shot. The suspect that we're currently looking for, Dewey Perdue, 69-year-old male, 5'9", 205 pounds, had fled the scene on foot, and we're currently looking to interview that subject, and we should have more information available this afternoon. One of the victims was actually released from our local medical center, but one of the other victim status is currently unknown.
And, Chris, you guys can take tips. I'm sure people could call 911, but they can also report these tips anonymously through Crime Stoppers, correct?
Exactly. Crime Stoppers, our phone number for Crime Stoppers is 641-753-1234. You can call anonymously, or you could tip the number 274637, which is crimes on your phone, if you can look it up and spell crimes. If you list the word Marshall as the first word in your text and then list your text, that would be an anonymous tip, which could lead to a reward, depending on what the information is and whether we can locate the subject. It's really important that we safely locate the subject as soon as possible.
And it's good information to know. Marshalltown Police Chief Chris Jones joining us. Chris, one last question for you. Last week, Zach and I were talking about getting warnings, traffic warnings. Okay. If you get pulled over and you get a warning from a police officer, does that warning stay in the system? So if you get pulled over next time, you see the warning?
Yeah, well, it does if they give you a written warning. Ah. So if they give you a verbal warning, and officers kind of have the discretion to do either. If they give you a verbal warning, it does not. If they give you a written warning, it does. And we do encourage officers, when possible, to give written warnings. So if you want to ask for a written warning, the officer more than likely would go back and give you a written warning. Otherwise, they'll probably just tell you to maybe slow down next time.
Okay, Zach, so slow down next time, okay, buddy?
All slow right, down.
Getting the thumbs up. Chris, thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great day.
Marshalltown Police Chief Christopher Jones joining us on Ask the Newsmakers. And again, Ask the Newsmakers, brought to you by Assured Partners in Marshalltown, Toledo, and West Des Moines. Power through partnership.